Now we've got a few of the kids. Can we have a few more of the kids down? I think it'll be in your interest. Maybe that is everyone.
Round them up.
If they don't want to, that's okay. That's probably enough then. Yeah, some of the older ones may be more interested than they think. But I also need a spontaneous adult volunteer slash volunteer person that we wouldn't do anything terrible to. Who would be a good person, do you think, that we could... Let's just look around the adults. If you guys got to choose, who do you reckon you might choose as an adult that would be good to assist us today? Yeah? Your mummy? We won't do. We won't include your mummy today. Yeah? I'm not sure. I was thinking, who would be someone that you like to get? Pardon? Ben, there's a thought. Why don't we get Ben up? Let's give Ben a hand.
Okay.
Ben was who you meant. All right. Well, Ben, why don't you come and sit here? Now, because we're dealing with paint today, I'll cover my clothing because it'd be silly to be dealing with paint and not wear protective clothing. Please have a seat, Ben. Fantastic. Now, what I thought I would do... Do you notice that Ben's wearing a lovely yellow T-shirt there? A lovely clean T-shirt. Is that a new T-shirt, boy? It is. There you go. Isn't that nice? Now, what we might do...
My mum gave it to me on her deathbed. It's my favourite T-shirt.
She's looking pretty well, though. It's his favourite T-shirt. This is a black paint. Here's some red paint, and the lid won't come off properly, so we'll just open that up, and we'll just add a bit of that. And that one doesn't work, so we'll get another one. Shall we add a bit of this? Ben's helping, which is interesting. We'll add a bit of that, yeah. And shall we have a bit more black? A bit more black, yeah, a bit more black would be good. How about a bit more? Yeah, a bit more black. Some reddy brown colour. We'll just add some of that. That'd be good, yeah. We got some blue here. Let's add a bit of that. Let's add a bit of that too. Now, that's good. Now, the problem is I've got paintbrushes and I've got paint. Have I got any artists? I've got someone that wants to start the painting. You've got one there. Do you want you come up? You can stand up. Now, I want you to be careful. Now, the problem is I haven't got any paper to paint with and we're not using this paper here. What do you reckon we might end up painting?
Ben.
You reckon? Now, I want you to just... Here you go, mate. Just take that brush. Don't start yet. I know you want to.
Can
just
I
wait.
Get a gown?
Yeah, no, you don't get a gown, mate. You got Buckley's. What I want you to look at is look at this T-shirt. In fact, Ben, just stand up for a sec. Just have a look at how clean,
thanks,
how perfect that T-shirt is. He's thanking his mum. And now, what's your name?
Nahum.
Nahum. What I'd like you to do, Nahum, is actually trash the T-shirt a bit, mate. So you can go for that. Here we go.
Hey,
now.
Are you doing?
Yeah, keep going. Yeah. In fact, he's doing a pretty good job. I think we can do better though. Nahum, would you like to use this one, mate? I think that's pretty good. We got other volunteers. You have a shot with this one just to start with.
Just be careful. It's your mum's T-shirt.
All right. Now, thanks, Nahum. You can sit down. Give him a hand. That's pretty good. Now, I don't think we've really done that justice yet. So we got a bit of red here. Ah, yes, we've got a volunteer over there. Now, I know we'll just add a bit more. Oh, here we go. I think this is going to work. Just add a little bit more here. I'm just trashing all of these, but that's all right. There we go. Oh, yeah, see, that's not very good, is it? I got it all over my hands.
Hey.
Now, oh, sorry, Ben. It's just you were handy there.
Thanks.
Now, can I have another, Michaela? Do you want to? Yep. Yeah. Now, just before she goes any further, can you just have a think? How thrashed is this T-shirt? We're in a stage of between that's the way between 1% and we're going for the T-shirt, Mick. Do you want to do that?
Hey.
Oh, look. Do you want to take this? You just push it on to him. Yep, come. That's good. Here we go. This is a good... Okay, Mick, thank you. Yeah, we'll just leave it. We'll let someone else have a shot now. Yeah, just take that, I think, mate. Don't worry about the brush. Just go for it with that. Do you want to do that? All you have to do is just press it up. Do you want to do that? Or you want to use the brush? You can use the brush if you want. I'm sure there'll be someone who wants to.
What are you doing? But we're friends.
Now, oh, no. What I'd like you to notice about the T-shirt just for a moment is that it's pretty wrecked. And if we add a bit more colour to it, it's going to stay wrecked. In fact, it doesn't matter. Can I grab that now, Geordie? Thank you. Could you give him a hand and Michaela as well, please? If I add extra bits, just sit down for a sec, kids. We're going to do more. There you go, mate. You have a seat now. Good boy. If we add more, it's hard to notice. It's hard to notice that the shirt is any more wrecked. And what happens with us, if you can imagine the T-shirt is our hearts and the pain is sin, if you like, it doesn't matter. If we keep just adding a bit to a mucked-up T-shirt, to a mucked-up heart, you can't really notice any difference. It's hard to tell that it's getting really any worse. It looks pretty ordinary. And we can just add a bit more. And it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. But what about... Yeah, yes, you want to do some? We're going to do some more in a minute. What I'd like Ben to do now is to, you know, we can't keep someone that's messed up like this at church. And you need to leave, mate. Why don't you go in the storeroom, okay? So just give him a clap. We'll wave goodbye to Ben. Yeah. Because what happens with our lives is we tend to accumulate sin. We tend to do stuff that's separate from God. We tend to live a life separate from God, and it tends to build up. And after a while, it doesn't matter. It seems to us it doesn't matter whether we do more or less. It's all going to be the same because we're pretty messed up. And so what we need is for God to do a work in our lives. Yes, Michaela? Thank you. And look what's happened. Ben has a brand new T-shirt. And what happens with God working with us is he continually renews us, continually gives us new life. Now what what I'd like one person to do who's very careful is to just make a tiny dot on this T-shirt. I'd like one person to make a tiny dot on this shirt, someone we haven't had before. That's Hannah, very carefully. Just a tiny dot first. Just a tiny dot, not too big. All right. Just at the back there, if I ask John Plansoon, can you see that dot, John? You can. That's not a very big dot, is it? It's nowhere near as big as the other marks we made. Let's see someone else. Bruce, can you see that dot there? Yeah, you can. See, that's a very small dot, but because what is all around it is totally clean, it's really easy to see it. But if we put others there... Hey! Oh, sorry. If we put others there, it's not so easy to see. Now... I think we need another volunteer that hasn't had a shot yet to... Now, we remember about the little dots. It might be time for a big dot, I think. Can you just do that with a bit of energy? So what you notice... Do some in his hair, they're saying. What you notice is that it's really easy to notice when there's not much there. But as you add more, the point we made before, it's not so easy to see. Do you want to just muck him up a bit more just because it's worth... Do you want to do the back? Maybe get him to turn around. And... Now, maybe not in his hair, because you don't know what that'll do to the paint. Okay. I think he's fairly soundly covered now. So, what's interesting about that
is
that... I need a volunteer to go to the kitchen for me to get a cloth. Does someone want to get a... Have you already got a cloth there? Can we use that cloth? Oh, it's yours. Okay. Can I volunteer to go to the kitchen to get a cloth? Josiah, could you go and get a cloth from the kitchen, mate? Because I reckon we should try and can you do that? Yep. There's one in there. We should just see what Josiah can get because he's getting into this. We should try and clean you up and just see what happens. Yeah. We'll get Glenn. We'll get Ben to actually clean himself up. You're going to get a shot in a sec. You'll get another shot. Okay. So just give that to Ben. We'll get Ben try and clean himself up. So just clean yourself up, Ben. That's good. And of course, when Ben tries to clean himself up, he'll be perfectly clean, won't he? If he cleans himself up, he's going to really look different. And about all that he achieves is to smear it everywhere. Can you guys tell me, what's the only way he's going to be able to clean himself up really well? What's the only way he's going to be able to clean himself up really well? Water. Do you think water's going to do it, or is it just going to spread the paint more? How will he clean himself up? How will that T-shirt, or how will he look good, yeah? That's a good idea. How about we send him off to get, is that a good idea? To get a new T-shirt, yes! Let's send him to get a new T-shirt. Okay. In a sec, we will give people another opportunity. I want you to think about this analogy, because I find whenever I do it with kids, it always speaks to me. It always reminds me, that's right, God comes and refreshes us that much. God comes and cleanses us that much. What we're going to do now is something slightly different with it. But oh, he's back again. Okay. One of the things that happens with you, I'm gonna do a drawing on this one. In fact, I might get someone else to. Who wants to do a big drawing for me? Who hasn't done one? You haven't done one. Okay. What I want you to do is to do a great big sad face on there. I want you to do a big sad face. Eyes, two eyes. Yep. And a big sad mouth.
It's all right, ticklish.
We'll do the mouth down here. Do you do a big sad mouth? Can you do that? Yep. And big eyes. There's one eye. Be careful what's
myself.
Underneath there.
I can do it by myself.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's good. That's the idea.
That's the way.
I'll give you a chance to do a bit more in a moment. Just stop for a sec. What we were getting at here. I will let you get back to it, all right? Was a big sad face. Because one of the things that, although God brings us cleansing, one of the things that can easily happen with us is what we wear on our heart is the things that have happened to us, or even in a good way, the things we've done. And we spend our lives, it's funny, I'm hearing all these guys interrupting, and I think you can't hear me, but of course you can, so if I speak loudly, sorry about that. I'm a teacher and I'm used to waiting for everyone to be silent. What we wear on our hearts sometimes is all the things that have happened to us. But what God actually does is cleanse that as well. What we wear on our hearts sometimes are all the things we've done for God, all the stuff we think we're doing to impress God or other people, and God removes that as well. And cleanses us and gives us a fresh start, because the one thing he wants people to see is not what we've done for him, but what he's done in us. So I feel like there's some paint yet to be used up here. So who's not had a chance to do some painting? All right, here we go. And here's a brush for you. And yeah, and you've done some, Mick. And who else wants a chance? Yep, there we go. And I'm going to give just a little bit, because you're going to give everybody a chance. So just let you guys have a bit of access to the canvas here. Oh, okay. And we just let them have a chance here, because I know they hate doing this to Ben.
You missed. Why did you miss? Under my arms. Oh.
All right, can you guys switch with a couple of other people that haven't done it so far? Haven't had a shot. I thought you did, Mick, but you can have one. Didn't you do some painting?
No, not Maddie.
I got a paintbrush.
Oh, no, on the t-shirt.
I got a paintbrush. Sam painted.
Oh, hello.
I want another turn.
I got a paintbrush.
You want another turn? Wow. Hey. My goodness. Oh, no, not Maddie.
Okay. Could you guys now swap with someone else, and once you've all had a shot, with someone else that hasn't had a shot?
Okay. Someone painted
in my hair. Okay, now swap with someone else who hasn't had a shot. This will be the last chance for people to have a shot. People want the big brush. It's a popular one. No, someone that hasn't had a shot, and we'll finish up. No.
No, here they come.
Ah, they're coming. Anyone else who hasn't had a shot? Last chance. There we go. Okay. Yeah, no, don't do that to the brush. It wrecks the bristles. Okay. All right, now give someone else a shot. One last one. Yep. And then we're done. Did you get a shot?
What are you doing?
Did you want one? Another big brush here. I've got to clean up all this black paint here. There we go. Okay, that's the last person. Okay.
Oh, it's the last shot.
I did say you'd want to be over here, didn't I?
Watch out!
Okay, we'll put the brushes down now, guys. Thank you. And we can't have someone that looks like that in here, so we'll have to send Ben out to the storeroom again. And what do you think's going to happen?
How about
it stays in there? And just, if you guys could just think about this for a minute. What is it we're talking about there? What does the t-shirt represent? Our hearts. And what does the paint represent?
Paper.
What does the paint represent? Sin. And the idea is that doesn't matter how hard Ben tries to clean himself up, he's not going to be able to unless what happens? He gets a brand new t-shirt. And what about the fact that when you haven't got many marks... Just hang on. When you haven't got many marks, do you think that would make it easier or harder to tell when you've done something wrong? When there's not much there, when it's clean. That would make it easier to tell, wouldn't it? Yeah? And what God promises is that he continually cleanses us from our sin. He asks us to try really hard, but the context for that, the basis for that, is that he cleans us. Now, yes? Could put it in the wash. And how are our hearts washed? The Bible says that our hearts are washed by what? The blood of Jesus. That's how God washes us. We'll just see what happens to Ben now. He's just... Do you want to call him out? You guys call to him. Here he is. Now, apart from his face, because I don't know who put paint on his face... What do you notice about this t-shirt? He's got a new one. And even the Bible says that even though our sins are as scarlet, that means bright red, he makes them white as snow. And that's a gift from God. Do you guys want to give a big hand to Ben?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think we can do better than that. Come on. Thank you. Okay, if you guys want to go back to your seats. Thanks very much, Ben.
No worries, mate.
He doesn't want to shake my hand. Thank you. Okay. Bethany, could I ask you to bring my smaller Bible up, please? Last night, I was praying about this message, and we'd already decided to do the mad stuff, and I was walking in the bush, which is what I tend to do if I'm doing any preparing. And I'm thinking, what's another analogy that goes with this? What's something, you know, and I'm pretty dumb, I'm walking through the puddles, you know, it's raining, I'm going, what's something that's like this? What, thanks, mate. What's something that's like this stuff? And it's pouring on me, you know. And I'm going, what's a analogy or a word from God? What's this? And then I thought, oh, that's right. We've had a drought and we've got the rain come and it's refreshing. And it's incredibly refreshing. And one of the great themes in the scripture is that God wants to refresh his people. God so much wants to refresh his people. He so much wants to remind his people that you will not be able to fix your lives up by yourself. I want to be so closely involved with that, and I want to give you fresh starts again and again and again because I'm committed to you. Back from Genesis chapter 3, we've got Adam and Eve there right at the beginning, and after they've sinned, what do? They try to cover themselves up, and then they try to hide from God. The human tendency is not to come and get the fresh t-shirt. The human tendency, unfortunately, is trying to make our own coverings and fix ourselves up. And we think that our lives are going to be some sort of trophy that we present to God, and there is a truth in that. But in our day-to-day working of that, the first thing is that God longs for us to come to him. He longs for us to come to him, and he wants to cleanse us. He wants to renew us. He wants to give us a fresh start, as that is a basis for him working in our lives. And yeah, our thing is we want to show God what we've done. But he wants us to show the rest of the world what he's done in us. There's a word I just want to read from Isaiah 61 verse 10. I'll have marked it actually. There we go. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and a bride adorns herself with jewels, with her jewels. One of the things I was talking with Jeff about this, and Jeff had worked on the gifts, the armour at the end of Ephesians. And one of the types of armour that it talks about there is the breastplate of righteousness. And often we can have so much talk about putting on the armour that it becomes a new burden. Have you put on the armour? And we almost start to think, have you built your armour? Have you built yourself up? Have you made yourself up into this thing? And if you look at the book of Ephesians, actually the first chapter has got all the armour already there. And the last chapter is actually a reminder of what God has done. And it doesn't say we're to be armour producers or manufacturers. It says we're to be armour wearers, and he gives them to us as a gift. And although, yes, there's a calling on our lives to be faithful, the context for that faithfulness is the work that God has done in renewing us, in giving us a fresh start and cleansing us. I don't know if this is it's probably something you're very familiar with, but Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and so it is a battle. And that's why we have to have such armour. That's why we have to hear this afresh, because we're going to be pushed continually to want to justify ourselves, want to fix ourselves up. I'm not sure how long I've spoken, but I'll end with what I've already said, but I think is the important point here. We're not called to show God what we've done for him. We're called to show and tell the world what God has done and is doing in us. And I'm going to ask the musicians to come up, please, to sing that Amazing Grace song again. It's obviously a variation on that, and I'll just pray. And let's just let God minister to us as we take that in again. Father, you're the God of new starts. You're the God of change. You're the God of wanting to partner with us, because it's normal for us to be connected with you all the time. It's normal for us to be joined to you all the time and not to be trying to be independent. So I ask that you'd refresh us again on the depth of cleansing that you bring, like new rain. Sometimes we feel, Father, that we're in the midst of a drought in our hearts, and you come and you bring a powerful rain that brings new life. Speak to us of this afresh, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.